Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this September 6th, Tuesday, 2022. And, folks, more than ever, we are the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have, as usually on Tuesday nights, none other than Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And way out yonder we have that, well, what can I say? That statesman, that...
How about that God-fearing, Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot?
All right. That sure beats.
If over that, then hi, I'm here, ready to go to work.
That sure beats that hillbilly from Missouri. But anyhow.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, listen, we got a lot to get to, so quit kidding around. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the title of the message?
Yes, Truth or Consequences by God.
By God, yep. And so let's do this. Let's take a verse at a time. Read verse 1 and stop.
We're in chapter 14 of the book of John.
Yep.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Okay, so he's making a statement there. What is the statement he's saying? He's saying that by believing in God and believing in him are what? They're one of the same, aren't they?
Right.
And then he says this. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, why do you think he said, if it were not so, I would have told you?
But he's just accentuating, you know, this idea that you have a place in heaven. You've been promised a place in heaven, and I would not lie to you because he said, I go there to, you know, I'm going to do it myself, go there to prepare a place. A little next verse.
Well, that's true, but you see here, but he's saying, if it were not true, I would have told you. Was everybody saying that Jesus was the Son of God, God the Son?
Not everybody, no. A lot of people still haven't accepted that.
So you had the Jews were all saying, no, don't follow, don't believe that guy, right?
Right.
So he goes on to say, in fact, in my Father's house are many mansions. What's the word for that in the Greek? What is that word? Do you know it means rooms. In my Father's house are many rooms, many rooms. Now, they why do you think they use the word mansions in the King James English?
Because it's not going to be a room like, you know, people like think, small little bedroom. It's going to be a large, wonderful place.
Okay, I mean, if we just were to just to read the dimensions from the Bible, if the Bible gives us the dimensions, I mean, it gave us the dimensions of Noah's Ark, and then we saw an ark built on those dimensions, and
right.
it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's one of the world. It is really an amazing thing. And so here, the dimensions given are 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. Okay, now there's only two things that have the same dimensions, you know, the height, the depth, and the width. Only two. And one is a cube, and what is the other?
Don't remember.
It's a pyramid.
Oh.
It's a pyramid. They have the same dimensions, okay?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so here now, so we know that the New Jerusalem is either in the shape of a cube or a pyramid. Now, let's just say this, 1,500 miles, let's say that within this New Jerusalem, you had floors, stories, 1 mile high. Let's just go with 1 mile high. And you would have 1,500. That would be many, 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 many times the landmass of the earth.
Right.
You could put you know, about 20 earths or more than that in there, okay? And so here, this is going to be very, very large. And now, who is the builder of this mansion, of this New Jerusalem?
Well, Jesus is.
Okay. So
he is the creator who has built everything.
So have we ever seen examples of his handiwork?
Yeah, the entire earth and everything that we've ever seen in the heavens and in the sea and beneath the sea, everything we've ever seen is his handiwork.
What if we go out on a clear night and looked up in the heavens?
The stars and the heavens are all his handiwork. The constellations, everything.
So then we could say he's the master builder, right?
that still kind of understatement there.
So if he's building us a room
like
or a mansion.
There's nothing like him to even that our minds can even wrap around, I don't think.
Okay, so you can say that he's going to far exceed our wildest expectations, huh?
Exactly.
He says there, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Okay, so according to the promises of God and the statements of the Lord Jesus, how accurate has his statements been up till now?
Totally, 100% accurate.
So, now this Lord Jesus is the same Lord Jesus that met with Abraham in the tent there in the plains of Mamre. And he did that about, you know, several thousand years before he became flesh, as we read. And so here, when he makes a statement, that statement is a sure guess, isn't it?
It definitely is. And one thing that stands out to me, he's talking to each and every one of us individually. If I go and prepare a place for you, he's talking to you, Pastor Ernie. He's talking to me. He's talking to the listener, all the listeners. And he said, where ye may be, you know, where I am, there ye may be. He's talking, he will come and see to each of us. I will come again, receive each and every one of us. That's tremendous. That's he cares enough. He will be there for each and every one of his children.
Okay. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, now listen to this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by the Pope.
Nope.
But by Mary?
No, nope.
by
Winfrey? No.
Oprah? Obama says that Christ is the Messiah, the Savior, but he's only one of many Saviors. And Obama says, I am the one. Is it by Obama?
You've been waiting for, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Bravo Sierra.
So, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto me but by me. If you had known me, then you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. So what do you think he meant that you've seen the Father?
He starts with, I am, and we know in Scripture when, you know, the people ask Moses, and Moses asked God, you know, who are you? He basically said, I am that I am. I am is his name, one of his names. And Jesus is saying, I am God. I am the Father, you know, I am God.
So you don't think that Obama was named after Jesus because he said that's his name?
No, I think he got a little confused there. I'd hate to have to be the one to explain that to the Father. Yeah.
Okay, so then he goes on to say, here.
If ye have known me, you have known my Father, because you are actually seeing the Father. The Father and I, later, the Father and I are one. So you are seeing one and the same. You're seeing God right now.
The fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily in Christ Jesus. So,
amen.
Here now, and Jesus said, have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am thy Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works, he that doeth the works. Believe me that I am the Father, and I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe me for the very works' sake.
Thank you.
So, what do you think he was talking about? He did the work's sake.
The works that he does, no man could do. It would have to be the work from God. The power comes from God.
What? Give some examples of what he did.
Well, he did things that nobody else. The miracle with the loaves and the fishes, and the raising the dead, raising Lazarus after 3 days or 5 days in the tomb, whatever it was.
4 days.
The body stunk. You know.
Yeah. Four.
Impossible things.
Yeah, it was 4 days. Then
he was
walking on water, and the water wasn't frozen, was it?
Nope, wasn't frozen.
Okay,
he did all kinds of things. The stopping the storm, impossible things.
What about cursing the fig tree?
It died pretty quick. Yeah, I'd say that was something that you know, without cutting down the tree, it couldn't happen, right?
What about sticking Malchus's ear up and having it just healed immediately?
That would be something to see, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Now, he did all of those things, and those were miracles, but listen, let's see what he says here. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, so he's saying that they're going to do greater works. He's speaking about something specifically. What do you think that
quantity
was?
He's going to do more quantity. They were the apostles he's speaking. They will go out and do greater works, more quantity than he's already done.
Well, but he's speaking the greater works. What he was speaking to was the evangelizing of the world.
Oh, okay, this,
he was speaking to this. This is the greater works than... Let me ask you this, okay? If you...
That's building the church. He will bring more people to him. They will bring more people to him than he brought to himself.
Let me ask you this. How many planets are out there, do you think?
I have no idea. They are beyond count. We still haven't figured out how many galaxies are in a universe, how many universes, are there out there. So we're...
Okay, so let me ask you a question. what is the greater works, creating one planet bigger than Earth or giving one person eternal life? What would be the greater works?
Giving one person eternal life.
That's right.
Changing something which is finite into something which is eternal. That would be the greater work.
So, and whatsoever, he says this, he that believeth on me shall do these works, shall do greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whosoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. All right, so now, Joe, why don't you go on out there and ask for a Learjet so you can fly up here and sit live in the studio with me?
I think because that is not what God wants. When he says, if you ask that which is the will of God, it will be done. But if you're asking something that glorifies you or something that's beyond, he said he will take care of our needs. He didn't say anything about our wants, desires. We always ask, if it be thy will when we pray, especially for healing, if it's your will, Lord, heal
okay,
this
so,
person.
Whenever we have our prayer meetings, one of the things, because I always lead in prayer, and I always ask that, Lord, let us, as we pray, let us pray in accordance with thy perfect will, not amiss.
Right.
That, so here now, if we take a look at God's character, and do we get from the Bible what we know about God? Do we get a picture or an inkling of his character in a way that we should pray? Let me ask you this. Was Jesus born in the Ritz? Was he born in a mansion, or was he...
born in a manger in a town called the House of Bread at Bethlehem, a little town in a manger.
So,
with what attended with goats and cattle and sheep and witnessed by shepherds, one of the lowliest working class people in the area.
So what does God put more value in, and the things that he has created when he says build a pillar with stones that have not been cut by man? So does God put more importance and more value on what he has created, nature, the natural, or what man has created?
What he has created, and also, in that sense, those things which are spiritual. When you mention those uncut stones, he's also referencing we are lively stones. We are each one individual different, just like the stones in the field. And yet, put all those lively stones together, we build a living church.
All right. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Okay, so now we're going to learn. Now listen to this, because he's telling you here some things that the Holy Ghost is going to do for us, right? One, he's going to abide with us forever, means he'll never leave us. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth within you. So he's going to dwell in us and shall be in you.
Yeah.
Okay, I will not leave you comfortless. So he will never leave us. I will come to you yet a little while. The world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And that day shall you know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I love you. He that hath...
And I in you, yeah.
And I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest himself unto him. Okay, here, I'm going to just stop right here for tonight, because we got a lot of things to do.
Well, first, and I've just got a comment. It starts, though, if you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments. You will obey me. You will do those things which I ask of you. I have commanded, I have asked you to do. And with the reference last night, we were talking about the modern church kind of busy with its music and shows and everything inside, but not going out and doing, not showing their love, because they aren't going out and doing under the least of these, my brethren, you do to me. They're not doing at all what they have been commanded. So the church has kind of lost its love, hasn't it?
Yeah. If you love someone, will you teach them what they need to know? Will you tell them what they need to know or what they want to hear?
What they need to know.
All right. Now, we're seeing some things. I'm just going to hit this fast because today in our society, lying is rampant. It's just rampant. You have the DOJ, the FBI lied about Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember Joe Biden lied about the Trump supporters? He called us fascists. And then recently he said he had nothing to do with the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And now we find out, which we knew, guess what? The court ruled he was the one behind the raid. He ordered the raid.
The judge came out on page 2 and 3 of his ruling about making the master to oversee. He said that this was all ordered by the president, by Joe Biden.
Yep. Bill Barr lied about the election fraud. He lied about President Trump keeping documents. I'm going to stop right there.
Hunter Biden's businesses, he met with the different business partners. Bob Alinsky, he met with a couple of the Chinese.
Yep.
Okay. And then every time he just about has talked, he's lied. I can't think of one time he's given a speech that he hasn't lied.
We're going to take I've got it set up tonight. We're going to go right through the breaks that we can control tonight because we have so much to cover. And we're going to take a little bit and look at something we did here. We showed this film on CERN, what happened, what took place there in Switzerland a while back. And this whole thing with CERN, it was a very, very satanic. If you saw that thing, it was terrible. We showed that all the way back when Abomination was still in office.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about when they built the tunnel through the mountain.
Yeah.
And all the satanic worship going on. Oh, it was unreal, the pictures.
Okay, so
the goat men dancing, every symbol of Satan. The whole thing was a pagan worship ritual.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the ritual was they faked the sacrifice, and then you had all those women that were naked.
Yeah.
All right. What we need to do, our producer, is go all the way through and pick it up on the other side of the commercial. And we're ready.
My pleasure, Sean. Thank you very much. And fantastic, all the work that you're doing. You have a huge following. I greatly respect your bravery and your research and your eloquence in delivering sometimes very complex topics. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. And, we are kindred spirits. We're both Christians. And I think that what we are facing at the very bottom of this hole, this swamp, is something called spiritual warfare. And I think before we dive into the deep end of the pool and talk about sentient world simulation, and before we talk about D-Wave, quantum computing, and AI, and what I think is essentially a beast system that is in the process of rolling out, I think we should set the stage and talk about spiritual warfare briefly. Now, you recall the Goddard Tunnel opening ceremony, don't you, Anthony?
Absolutely. I covered it extensively.
Some of the most horrifying imagery I've ever seen played out in a $6 or $7 million ceremony. The world's elite was flown in to watch what could best be described as a satanic ceremony celebrating the opening of this very occult tunnel.
And it was also celebrating in full view, if you'll recall, the large projection screen that was outdoors, above ground, outside the tunnel, in which they presented the image of the opening of the portal, the interdimensional doorway at CERN, and the demonic entities coming through the portal, including the three beetles of Egypt, which represent immortality, resurrection of the dead.
Well, I think it was a wake-up call for many to whom this information was new once that video was released. Because there's no denying that at the very least it was occultic, but there's definitely moments in that ceremony that are beyond satanic.
So, absolutely.
The argument can be made and has been made that the people at the top of the pyramid that run the world are hardcore Luciferians, and then that gets us into the realm of satanic ritual abuse and child sex trafficking, which we've covered in detail. And I really do believe we've been given a respite, not a savior, but a respite, because Donald Trump is in the White House instead of the witch, the Rothschild globalist witch, Hillary Clinton. So that's all I've been saying regarding that, but we have so many bigger fish to fry. But one thing that is true is that this New World Order apparatus that has been built out under, well, for decades, under George Bush Sr., under Bill Clinton, under Obama, and then they hoped Hillary, it can't be reversed in a year. And I don't know if it can be reversed at all. So now let's just talk briefly about CERN, because, again, it plays into the idea of spiritual warfare, the crazy things going on at CERN. And then the movie they made.
Symmetry.
Symmetry, that's right. And, again, satanic imagery in there where it appears to be breaking the veil to get to the other side. It appears to be sort of a beastly other side. And then out in front of CERN at the CERN headquarters, they have a statue of Shiva. So who are these people? Are they all Satanists or just willing dupes?
I think because of compartmentalization, there's an awful lot that is hidden from the engineers and scientists and mathematicians and physicists that work at CERN. But I think there is an undercurrent. There's an understanding as to what they are involved in. I think that if we look to the leadership, as we do in government, in politics, in economics, even in religion and theology and church structures, we always look at the leadership as the one that not only drives the agenda, but also establishes, let's call it, the spiritual theology of any given organization. Because it is not the workers, it's not the people that are actually at CERN that are putting together the machinery that drive the agenda. They take their orders. So to say, you know, if I were to say that they're all Luciferian, that they're all worshipers of Satan and Lucifer, certainly, of course, would be an unfair statement. But the leadership that set the agenda, provide the funding, absolutely, they are worshiping Lucifer from my research. And this has been confirmed by many researchers beyond just myself.
The way I view CERN is a little bit like a modern day Tower of Babel. The audacity of human hubris to want to pierce the veil and essentially touch the face of God. They talk about the God particle. This all gets very beastly and demonic when you really take it to the next level from a biblical standpoint. And then, of course, they had that, what I guess is a, hopefully, a mock human sacrifice, that video that was released that appeared to be at CERN right there next to the statue of Shiva, a mock human sacrifice, which then, of course, plays into all of these other things that we've been talking about, which is the problem of satanic ritual abuse and human sacrifice, which I think is a control mechanism among the elite and something that they do because they believe it gives them great power. So what we are talking about here, guys, in this interview is very occult and very dark. And, well, your comments before we move on, anything about CERN or that mock human sacrifice?
Well, it was mock. It was a hoax. And the supposed ritual, this mock sacrifice within the grounds of CERN itself, was at the headquarters building. And these were employees that CERN admitted several weeks later that performed this, what really was a hoax ritual. Now, I think that the purpose of it was twofold. One was to put this out into the alternative media because they knew it would go viral, which, of course, it did. So they played us. And we knew. We're not so naive. We knew we were being played. But there were many people in alternative media that put it out naively and made a big deal out of it. So that was the joke. The other side of the process here is that they were saying, yes, we do, in fact. This may look like a hoax. And yes, it was a mock ritual. No one was sacrificed. But they were acknowledging that they do practice the black arts. Now, the proof of that is the video symmetry that CERN put out themselves and also the Gothard Tunnel. Now, the Gothard Tunnel, just to kind of put a bow around this, this is a tunnel 100 kilometers from CERN. But the symbol is what we want to focus on of the tunnel itself, because it represents in quantum computing what is known as quantum tunneling. And we can tie up quantum tunneling, quantum computers, and CERN later on in our discussion. But I just wanted to make sure that people understood all of these things are put out in front of us so that we can see what it is going on, what the true agenda is. Because it's so far along in the timeline now, this whole agenda of Satan. And understanding, because through the Holy Spirit and discernment, we understand these are all part of God's plan. Nothing happens independent of God's plan. Satan, Lucifer, all of these minions operate under and as tools of God himself. So nothing's outside his control, but they recognize that the time is short, just as we recognize these are the final days. So they're performing these in front of us to tell us ahead of time, hey, this is what we're doing. You're the victims. If you're smart enough, if you have the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to discern exactly what we're telling you. That's why you and I, by the grace of God, we're nothing special, but we've been saved. We've repented for our sins. We've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We've been indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That gives you special discernment, and it also means that you and I, Sean, and others like us are being transformed and augmented with special skills, and we'll talk about that as well.
Oh, well, take us there anytime you like, because I tend to, you know, get rolling and then I forget. We don't come back to something. So you take us there whenever you like, because one of the things I'm very worried about is this sentient world simulation from the DOD and the D-Wave quantum computing and the AI. This sentient world simulation, guys, under the Department of Defense is a comprehensive representation of the real world at all levels of scale. It's pretty scary stuff. So do you want to talk about that and the threat to our sovereignty and the threat to our liberties and then get into quantum computing? Or is it all one and the same?
No. No, they're absolutely all tied together. The quantum computers operate the sentient world simulation, and I'll break down the SWS very quickly and succinctly for you. I will preface it by, or give you the backstory to it. 2006, Purdue University put out a white paper regarding the sentient world simulation and what they call the SEAS program. This is a system that is set up by our intelligence agencies in cooperation with other intelligence agencies around the world. This is not something that's driven by a single sovereign government. This is a worldwide agenda, worldwide government cooperation. Sentient World Simulation went live in 2007. Its development and implementation was and is something that is driven by the parallel development in the timeline of the SWS to the development of D-Wave Corporation's quantum computers. Each advancement in the models, the numbers of qubits in the quantum computers, has advanced in lockstep with the advancement of the SWS. So you can go to Purdue University, you can go just type it into your search engine, type in Purdue University, Sentient World Simulation, also the acronym SEAS, and it will pop right up. It's public information. Now, this has been running since then, and what we're looking at now, and we can, again, backfill some of this information, is what we are seeing in terms of the blockchain system with its parabolic increase, its spread of development of that chain. This is the mark of the beast system. It is being built by greed because they're using cryptocurrencies. People know of Bitcoin. There are many others that are being used as an enticement and inducement for people to build out the blockchain. The blockchain will result in the mark of the beast, in which you will either take the mark or not. If you don't take the mark of the beast, then you will be locked out of the blockchain system. The blockchain system is not just cryptocurrencies. It's a mechanism for building it.
It will involve
all facets of life.
Okay.
So go ahead, sir.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to make a point for those who are very pro-crypto. And the point about the blockchain is that, for instance, Bitcoin has its own blockchain, which is the public ledger of all transactions. Mm-hmm. Each individual crypto would have its own blockchain. So I don't know that you're necessarily saying that Bitcoin is the mark of the beast. What you may be saying is that, for instance, this new Fed coin they want to roll out will have its own blockchain. Whatever they ultimately sell humanity built on a blockchain they control, or at least a crypto they control,
right,
may be the problem, not any individual crypto like Bitcoin. Perhaps they're using Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin and all these others, mm-hmm, to sell the digital currency idea to the people, which I think is what you're saying. But just clarify, mm-hmm, that about the blockchain is the mark of the beast. That's not Bitcoin-centric or Ethereum or Litecoin-centric, is it?
No, absolutely not. It is just the beginning point of the blockchain. Again, it is the way to build what I call the architecture or the infrastructure. They're building out the system in which now all legal contracts, all business contracts, all the transactions, all of our data about ourselves, as you said in the opening, will be contained within the system. So what they've done is very cleverly, and this is the typical modus operandi, is you could not force people to build the system. You could not force people into the system, but you can certainly use the carrot and stick, which is what the cryptocurrencies are. That's my point. So this is just the beginning of it. Now, part of this, there's a brand new company that just went live about 2 weeks ago. It's the name of the company is Project PAI, and that's projectpai.com. This is your personal artificial intelligence. If you go to their website, go to their frequently asked questions, and you will see the inner workings of this build out of the blockchain system. As you mentioned, when you talked about introducing SWS, this is a system in which, and again, this is in the Purdue paper and it's presented right here in the PAI website, they are pushing people now through this enticement to build their own personal artificial intelligent avatar. And again, this was presented back in 2006. Now we're in 2018. You can imagine how far this SWS has advanced. And we'll get into more of the computing aspects to that. But right now, I just want you to understand, the audience to understand, that they are encouraging people through all this warm and fuzzy benevolent pitch of, hey, if you develop your own avatar that has all of your metadata, all of your behavioral data, all of your medical records, banking records, if you willingly put that in, here's the advantage. It'll free up your time. Your avatar will do work for you, which will then be paid to you through cryptocurrencies, what they call useful work. So what they're doing is they're enticing people to put in data that otherwise they would say, no way, I want to maintain my privacy. So they've turned the tables on people. They've done a 180 with this so that people willingly, in fact, now they're demanding participation through cryptocurrencies because of the greed factor. So there's more we can say about this, but I would like people to understand that even in 2006, in this SWS paper out of Purdue, they said that every single person on the planet would be represented by a node and given an avatar. Here's the company that's now encouraging you to build your own avatar.
Well, that's heavy. And of course, they're encouraging people now through their media to start to consider taking a chip to identify yourself in a place of employment, etc. They're going to sell it to people in the future to chip their babies so that they can prevent kidnapping or track down your child should they be kidnapped. Mm-hmm. They're going to sell this system that we've been warned about since the time of Jesus Christ. And yes, they are in the process of selling the system to us right now. And, you know, as I started the interview, is the beast now too large to slay? Do we stand a chance? And I don't think anybody without the spiritual warfare armor on is going to stand a chance when they see what's coming upon the earth, to quote the Bible. But, you know, it's hard to imagine that such things could happen in our lifetime. And yet here we talk about the sentient world simulation and quantum computing, which at its very heart to me is a bit scary. Quantum computing. I mean, you're talking to a guy who had trouble with calculus. Quantum computing is very scary. It's not just ones and zeros. It's ones that can be zeros and zeros that can be ones. And it's exponential computing power that the world has never seen. And if it's in the hands of bad people, we're in a lot of trouble, Anthony. Is it in the hands of bad people?
It is. And again, what I do is I try to break this down and present the evidence to people through another venue. And that is not just my radio show on Truth Frequency Radio on Fridays, but also through my magazine, Entangled Magazine, at anthonypatch.com. And in that, I lay out the nuts and bolts and the evidence. I'm more of a reporter. Okay. So what I've done is I have taken, for example, the words of Gordy Rose, one of the co-founders of D-Wave, and provided the transcripts of his own public presentations, so that I present his own words as the evidence of evil that ties quantum computing. And really, the three areas that I primarily focus in on is quantum computing, quantum mechanics such as CERN, and DNA research. Those three are all integrated together. So very quickly, to answer your question, Gordy Rose talks about things like H.P. Lovecraft and the return of the great old ones, and that we need to prepare our AI for the return of these great old ones. He talks about accessing with his computer 2^500 power of parallel dimensions. He talks about reaching into these. He says if we're smart enough and clever enough, we can access these parallel dimensions and extract resources from there and bring those resources back into our world. Okay, so that's a snippet. I give the full transcripts, which are pages of information. And I also did quite a breakdown on his own personal website in which he talks about the occult side, the books that he reads, that he promotes, and that has been influential in his personal and professional life. All of this is occultic. Now, let's go to the zero and the one. You talked about zeros being ones and ones being zeros. This is called superposition in quantum computing. They also use not only the binary, but the ternary mathematical system, which is zero, one, and two. But the focus on binary, which is the structure of our modern-day society, it has its roots in geomancy, which is the random marks in the soil that then a person who then comes alongside the one inscribing the marks in the soil, or the casting of stones and sticks into the soil, a practitioner of that dark art performs a divination and an interpretation of those supposed random marks. The play on this is that the person making the marks, it appears to be random. However, the assumption is that they are receiving guidance, this unskilled person receiving guidance from demonic entities, from other spirits, what we would consider to be fallen angel communication. So again, that's all in my magazine. But the point here, and this is revelatory, the geomantic marks, which there are 16 of those that are then interpreted by a skilled master, result in the binary software programming languages.
All righty, we're going to stop it right there. And a lot of this stuff we picked up on, and in fact, we're on Sundays, we're doing the classes, the Bible and current events, and we've been doing a lot into artificial intelligence, things that are happening now. And that whole thing, Joe, is just, it's exactly what God's Word, the Bible says, we can expect the coming. We're seeing these things on a whole different level with the artificial intelligence. And here we're seeing the Antichrist trying to open that porthole right into hell, aren't we?
Exactly. While I was listening, I thought of something. Remember Pastor John Winthrop? Back in 1630, he wrote A Model of Christian Charity. And he said this, "For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us. So that if we shall deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword throughout the world. And I thought of that when he was talking about how they're getting ready to control the people, the mark of the beast, and you get controlled by the government, the world government, through this system. We were warned clear back by a pastor in 1630 that if we deal falsely with God and we don't do what the task he's given us, he will withdraw his protective hand from us. And that's what I see going on in right now today. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is. This is why this coming week I spoke tonight at the Tea Party meeting and I was telling them, you know, America's in trouble. We need to repent. I tell you, the Republican Party can't save us. The Tea Party can't save us. Okay, only God. And what's happened is we know what the problem is, ignorance and apathy. We know that the people in this country, the professing church had just, and people don't understand, Ronald Reagan said it. He said that it's amazing to him that the people that have the most to lose seem to do the less to keep it. And that's exactly right.
No, it's true. You see that in life.
Well, okay, I'm going to do a rapid lightning round here.
One more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember, we've talked about the cultural Marxism, and one of the people was Antonio Gramsci. He was the actual founder of the Italian Communist Party. He said back in, this was probably 1930, any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values cannot be overthrown until those roots are cut. And it reminded me, Jesus said he was the vine, we are the branches. And thinking about Scripture, how Gramsci understood the roots, you know, we've got to be cut away from God, from Jesus Christ, and then we can be overthrown. And that's what's going on.
Right, absolutely. Let me get into this. It's Red Alert for Real, and this is an article by the State of the Nation, the editor, and it says, Joe Biden's Philly speech from hell was highly calculated political and military act on the part of his New World Order globalist masters. Because that declaration of war against MAGA Republicans was given so soon after he signed legislation authorizing the hiring of 87,000 IRS agents. This is exactly what we've been telling people right here. This is exactly. The intentions ought to be clear. Those IRS agents actually represent illegal government-paid army of paramilitary mercenaries whose only mission is to terrorize the right into compliance or face liquidation. Hence, the communist-run Biden regime will commence first with a stealthy purge of all high-profile conservatives from all American institutions, well beyond that which they have already perpetrated since Obama's first term. Many patriots have already been rooted out of the U.S. federal government, corporate America. We remember how Obama purged 11 four-star generals, over 250 field officers.
Christian conservatives.
Right. Here he goes on to say, universities, colleges, medical centers, research institutions, via the patently unlawful COVID vaccine mandates. However, as of September 1st, Team Biden is putting their cultural Marxist revolution on steroids. Between now and the election day, the right should expect just about anything to occur that demonizes conservatives and disparages Christians across the USA. This is it, folks. The cultural Marxists are about to morph into full-blown political Bolsheviks. As the totalitarian juggernaut rolls across the 50 states, much like Chinese were shocked, and all during the devastating Cultural Revolution. The famine, sound familiar? Along during the communist-directed genocide killed more than 30 million people across China. Now for the real red alert. Here, the dire warning concerns the necessity for all folks on the right to be acutely aware of the upcoming false flag mass casualty events. already planned by the U.S. intelligence community to be blamed on mega Republicans. That's exactly what they're going to do. I look for Christopher Wray. I look for these people to start these false flags like they did with that Whitmer kidnapping, like the Dirty 30, corrupt FBI agents, crooked FBI agents. I look for corrupt.
Right now, just came up on the computer on Drudge Report. Don had nuke docs. Was he selling? And they have a picture of Donald Trump with his Make America Great Again hat. And that's what they're going next. He had nuclear secrets that he was going to sell. He's so poor and needy that he needs to sell our nuclear secrets to help Russia.
That is a lie told by liars. Let it be known. Exactly. That is a lie told. And one of those liars is
the next
one of those. William Barr is one of those liars and a traitor. One committed high treason against America. Yeah. And that's what he'll be known for. And so
it was so perfect. You were just talking, and all of a sudden this headline is like right there. There it is, just what you were saying.
The left desperately needs numbers of shocking and heinous mass shootings. Oh, boy, we just got that. I mean, all across the country over the weekend. How many mass shootings were there?
Mass shootings sweep Dem-run cities during Labor Day weekend. 15 people killed in brutal assaults, onslaughts. And I don't remember how many wounded. There were scores of wounded, but 15 killed and nearly 30 wounded and 11 mass shootings.
All of these to be blamed on Trump supporters as a means of capturing undecided voters. Those people that believe and fall for this, they're stupid. Those people that watch NBC and ABC and CBS and CNN and believe what they're seeing, those people are stupid. They're stupid. They're gullible. And I don't know how anyone who could possibly be saved and believe any of that. Now,
Bible calls them simple.
Between now and Election Day, every conservative ought to be on their best behavior and especially stay away from any suspicious events in large public gatherings. After all, most of these crowds are dominated by donkey Democrats, ultra-liberal, super-progressive, closet communists, and cultural Marxists, and political Bolsheviks, and flaming Mike to Christ. Wannabe insurrectionists, virtue signalers, social justice warriors, LGBTQA, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, IA, what is that, artificial... fanatics.
AI is artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, this is IA. Okay.
Oh, IA, I don't remember what that is. There's so many of the new ones.
Okay, could be intelligence.
You need that, and their BLM and Antifa are going to be pushing. They're going to try and start fights and riots, and they want to see our side do something stupid, and they'll blame us for the violence. Our people will be the ones arrested, so... like you said, that warning, stay away, do not get involved at all.
Woke protesters and worse. Most importantly, virtually all of these snowflake crazy makers have been vexed. That is another thing. a large portion of the Biden voters have been vexed, and they're dying off. And I think the Bidens realize that they're dying off. It didn't go the way they want. They keep telling you that 70% of the people got vaxxed. That's not true. Believe me, more than half of them refused that. And that's our side that has refused the vax. And their side is dying off little by little. Now, it goes on, more importantly, virtually all of the snowflake craze makers have been, look at this, I can't believe it, have been vaxxed to the max with two or three COVID jabs, plus a couple of boosters to boot. Do you really want to spend your precious time in a horde of super vaxxed transhumans who are shedding profusely? Now, bottom line, look out, watch out, and don't stay out late. Now, in the first of the year, Halloween is starting in September of this year, yet another early October surprise, and it's going to get very scary as the POTUS imposters just showed us all wearing his showed us all wearing the presidential costume while giving his speech from hell in his Philly haunted house. You know, so that whole thing, that speech that was written, Biden never wrote that. That speech was prepared for him. And that whole thing in the background, let me tell you, with the fiery red, the idea was to say, the forces of hell, Biden Democratic Party forces of hell, are here. There's no sense to resist them. That was the, let me go on and see what it says here. It says, the alternative media platform has a pretty good track record for calling out the big ones before anyone else even knows what's really happening. In fact, here, and that, of course, we know that the State of the Nation, he goes on to say, State of the Nation posted the very first expose on the Internet about the launching of Operation COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, and COVID Super Vaccination Agenda Worldwide in January 22nd, 2020. We beat them, John. You know, we talked about this in March of 2019, didn't we?
Yeah, it's way back there. Yeah, February, March, or April.
Several days before any other alternative news website. Therefore, our best advice of all the readers is that it's time to prepare if you haven't already. Here, the following article independently echoes the what the State of the Nation editor says. This is by Zero Hedge. Did the establishment just declare open war on conservatives? Is it hard to determine the point of Biden's recent red rant? Is, but does it seem like a shout across the bow of anyone that doesn't agree with the authoritarianism of the extreme political left? An important fact to remember is that these types of speeches are always intrinsically. Yeah.
That's
planned. Biden likely didn't write the speech. No, you bet he didn't write the speech.
Yeah.
A team of writers composed it for him. Biden didn't pick the totalitarian blood-red lights as his backdrop. Someone else planned that out. The two Marines standing behind Biden were clearly meant as a message of intimidation. It didn't work, but that it, you know, this is exactly what I just said. I hadn't read this. Okay. Alrighty, very good. It's amazing, but it looks like we're on the same track. I guess that's what they said. With the State of the Nation, we're all thinking the same here, because you know, and it's the moving of the Holy Spirit that we understand that. And boy,
well, God called those with the Holy Spirit to be the watchmen on the wall. He didn't call the unequipped. He equipped those that he called to be watchmen. And that's how he equipped us with the Holy Spirit for discernment.
You're not kidding. We're coming up to a break pretty soon. When we come back, we're going to play a clip, Joe. And it's going to be talking about Israel and the things that they tried to hide about the vax. And we keep calling it a vax, but it's not the bioweapon. The
kill shot,
or there's got another name for it, the jab. The deadly jab. And so, and we tried to tell people, don't do it. Now people are dying, and I'm hearing from all kinds of people how these coroners are finding
new headlines out just about 30 minutes ago. More embalmers report bizarre blood clots amid COVID vax campaign. And there's these fibrous clots, and some of them are finding clots up to actually 2 feet long in the legs. And more and more doctors are coming.
Hold it there, Joe. We're going to go to a break. Yeah, I just heard from a nurse that said that she had just been to 17 funerals of her friends. We'll be back after this with more. Don't go away. A lot to come.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org.
That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.